Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Molly, this is my favorite Good Day program. This is the Good Day. This is my favorite Good Day program. It is the Good Day program. And hey, hi, Stringy. Hey. I appreciate all of the attempts that everybody is making to bring my spirits up, and the music is a way of doing that. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Molly Page has joined us. Happy to have her voice, even though she does sound a bit like a Canadian. I'm going to have her stick around for ACOS later on, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put the two of them on together.
But she's not a Canadian, but you'll think she is because she says a boot.
Northern Montana. They're just the same as those Canadians, you know?
Yes.
I thought the Northern Montanians were kind of tall.
Northern Montanians.
A little bit more of a draw.
No, that's Southern, I think.
Right. Yeah. All right, Kenny's here. He doesn't have a draw. He's just keeping his eye on the ball, and that's a good thing. What's going on today? How is your attitude this morning? That's kind of the way I have sort of, as the music brings me into an attitude. Most of you know that the last week has been a horrible week for me. And so when I bring that to the surface, then I go into the dump. And so I look around at all the things around me. I have tried to clear all of Charlotte's things out of the studio and out of the house in general. Well, not out, but put them out of sight, kind of. It has helped as I put them away and close the door. Isn't it funny how that does something? But then it comes back because yesterday I couldn't go get her remains I'm not trying to make this macabre, but I will tell the story sort of, because many of you who have had animals have dealt with it one way or another. Maybe you didn't know what you were dealing with. When I brought Charlotte's remains to the crematorium on Saturday, I just sat there for a while and then looked over the situation. And oftentimes, the reason I wanted to go, I picked a little place that was in the middle of nowhere to have it done, because I wanted to make sure that when I'm going to get back was Charlotte. And in the, this is a kind of an, I'm not trying to compare it to Auschwitz or something, but I understood for the first time what that stuff was like. No, seriously, I'm telling you, this is a great thing. I never knew how crematoriums worked. I put Charlotte's remains in the crematorium. That's why I agreed. Donald said, you ought to go to this place. I couldn't find anything that I was comfortable with, and I didn't want to bury her because I don't want to put her in one place and then not be here and not have her around. So,
my dad, we spread my dad ashes at the country club.
The tree was
around
the seventh hole or something.
The tree on the ninth hole, which was his favorite tree on the whole golf course.
Right.
And since then, the golf course has gone out of business, and they're building townhouses.
Really?
Oh, no.
And homes. Mm. So now we have to go see, we had to go take the plaque off of the tree.
Really?
So now I'm going to go see if I can get a sapling off of the tree and plant it at my brother's house.
Well,
it's going to become a strip mall soon.
That's the new thing, you know.
I'll go to the Dairy Queen of the strip mall. Hey, Dad, how you doing? Good to see you again. You know?
That's the new thing. They're taking. Somebody told me about this the other day. With regard to, I was trying to figure out how to do a memorial for Charlotte. This weekend we're going to have a memorial.
It's got a wheel
here
now.
There are people who are planting trees, putting some of the ashes in the ground as the tree is planted, so when the tree grows, you'll be able to say that the dog is part of the tree, literally.
Right.
Or a human being, as far as that's concerned. You can do the same thing with the ashes from a human being, and that tree then will represent Edgar or whoever it is that you've got.
Sure.
That's close, your father, your mother, whoever. So anyway, but just to sort of explain how this all works. And by the way, the crematoriums for humans are pretty much the same as for the dogs or for the pets. And so this lady who runs this place, there was a German Shepherd also already in the crematorium that had died of cancer about 5 years old. And so then that dog was bricked off, and I put Charlotte's remains into the crematorium, and I just sat there, and I put all of the things around her. I was worried that some of the things I put in, like one of her bowls, I said, do I need to take it out? No, she says, 1,800 degrees, there won't be anything left of it. And so when I go back to get her today, what do you get when you get the remains? Are basically the bones that didn't burn, ground up.
Right.
And that's why it's so dense and heavy, because it isn't really ashes. You say you're getting, there's nothing left. The ashes, the only thing that's left are the bones.
Mm-hmm.
And so Brendan said to me that he thought I ought to take, you know, Charlotte's, one of Charlotte's great things was as she, we'd go from farm to farm, my home farm and then the other farm down the street, about a mile, not quite a mile away. She, whenever she was in the truck, especially when the weather was good, she would stand up on the shelf, if you will, the window shelf, and her nose would be out the window. And this was her favorite thing, to sniff what was going on down the street. So Brendan thought I ought to have some of those ashes, you know, just to throw down the street.
I hate to be the guy behind you.
Well, it's what to do. But, you know, both, I said I would keep three packets.
Honey, what is that all over my windshield?
Yeah, well, there you go.
I don't know. Scrape it off.
I'm not much for the ash thing myself, but I want to keep it because, I want to have an attachment to her in some way, shape, or form. Although there are a lot of people, I said to Meredith, you could have a pouch, and I said to Brendan, you can have a pouch, because both of them love Charlotte to death. And Meredith said, no, I don't do ashes. And Brendan basically said, no, I don't do ashes. And so, no, that was, I'll keep them. And
you know what you should do?
Some of them, but I'm not,
get like one of those little cylinders, you know, that's like about the size of your thumb.
Yes.
And fill it and make it a keychain.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing, sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay, so ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yep.
But Molly,
how did you feel about it? Yes.
Molly has another option for us when we pass.
Well, yeah, I was just reading this in the New York Times.
Scientists are
now saying that human beings can be composted.
Great idea.
So instead of taking up room burying someone who's going to be in the casket forever,
right,
or doing the cremation
out of land
thing. Yeah. So apparently farms, at least a third of the farms in Washington State, dairy farms, they're composting all their livestock.
I do that with my cows, and when they die, I put them in the manure pile.
That's got to smell fantastic.
Well, it doesn't smell any better or worse than the rest of the manure pile.
Okay.
And you put them in, and about 6 months later, they're gone. You won't find, there's not anything left, maybe a few bones, but you won't find much left. And with humans, bones are smaller. Compost them 6 months. And it depends on how, you know, I have microbes. I've had long since have I started using microbes. When people were complaining about methane gas and how cows were destroying the atmosphere and stuff, I went right to work to discredit that. Because when the cows deposit on the whatever, and in my instance, I'm looking out on my front pasture here, the microbes that are a part of the digestive system come out, they get into the soil, and they help make the soil work better. They get oxygen to the roots of the greenery, the grass, and help, and instead of hurting the environment, they help the environment.
Well, that's what they've used to help plants grow forever is cow manure.
Yeah,
bull manure.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, anyway, but when you when the cow dies or any animal dies, a horse, whatever, you put them in a compost pile, and that those microbial agents that are in the manure from the original, I mean, it's all the same stuff.
How long does that take?
Hello? How long does what take?
Yeah, by the way, how's this conversation going with you?
What is the question? How long does what take?
How long does it take for a horse to decompose?
Same as a cow, but same size, 6 to 8 months.
Okay. 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, that must, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the scientists say that if it's done correctly, there's actually no smell.
Well, but what's the
this
point?
Is an awesome breakfast
what
conversation.
What is the problem under the circumstances? What is the problem with it's the same as if you dig a hole in the ground and bury them, they're going to be gone. I have out in my front yard Peaches, who is the grand dam of my herd, who died last February, a year ago February, and we buried her out in the front yard here. She's long gone. But what's the point of burying them? I wanted her to be close. But, you know, putting them in the pile, they accomplish the same thing. You go back to the earth and do some good. That's really what it's about, is doing some good.
I would be compost.
Yeah.
I'll be the first one on the show to volunteer to compost.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let us know how that works out for you.
I will.
It's 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We are full of you-know-what here in the conversation.
With you. The University of California, San Diego has released a study in which they say they found the cause of cancer and a way to actually ward it off. Reporting online in the current annals of epidemiology, they point to a volume of research that suggests cancer develops when cells lose the ability to stick together in a normal way. The key factor? Something so simple, in fact. Lack of vitamin D, they found. The lack of vitamin D causes cells to basically miscommunicate with each other, allowing them to grow in an uncontrolled manner. Looks like vitamin D allows cells to reestablish healthy communication, ending cancerous growths, even halting cancer before it can get started. Bottom line, healthy levels of vitamin D have been found to slash the risk of numerous cancers by 77%.
Think Greenwood Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Well, do you ever get motion sickness? Well, if you do, it's absolutely one of the most no-fun things in the world. Would you like some ways to minimize the yuckiness of it? Here's the science of it. Motion sickness, it's caused by mixed signals from your eyes, muscles, and inner ear. Each is in conflict with the other about your state of motion. What to do? Well, if you're in a car, you want to sit as close to the driver as you can. On a ride to the theme park, you want to look in the direction of the spin. And if you're on a boat, well, good luck. You might want to check with your healthcare provider before you sail for medicinal assistance.
Let's go. Let's boogaloo to with you.
What's the chief psychological trick? Find an anchor, hold on to stabilize your muscle signals, look straight ahead, sit still, and hold your head upright. These cheap tricks will minimize the intensity of motion sickness. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. What's the single biggest barrier to your success?
Fear keeps most people from reaching for their dreams, and the most dangerous fear of all is the fear of failure.
Successful people are afraid too, but they aren't frozen in fear. They move forward in spite of it.
They look at every failure as an opportunity to learn. And the faster you fail, the faster you learn. But there's one more secret to their success. Fail small.
Successful people fail small and win big. So don't jump in with both feet. Dip a toe in.
Test one small idea at a time. If it doesn't work, try another. Eventually, you'll find one that does work.
Focus all your energy on it because it's your ticket to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We had the story earlier about that sleepy Seattle airport worker who used the cargo hold of an Alaska Airlines 737 for a nap, ended up waking up in a panic as the flight left for Los Angeles. That story at DougSteffens.com. Also, a group of students at the University of Wisconsin say they have broken the record for the largest cereal treat. The Guinness World Record for the largest cereal treat, weighing a half a ton. Rice Krispies. They cooked up a Rice Krispies treat. Why would you? Look at the picture
so
of this thing.
Say you did. That's
I
why.
Guess so. Right, exactly. Set out on a goal to construct a 7.5-ton version of this cereal treat.
And a lot of marshmallows.
Yeah, so they beat the old record by a half a ton. And you can see this thing. Imagine eating this. Oof. Look at this thing. Wow.
It looks delicious.
Does it really? It doesn't look good at all to me. Ugh. 21 after. Yum, yum time on Good Day.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I thought you were going to start with Vicki Lawrence.
This is Vicki Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, sure it is.
This is a pretty obscure Aerosmith song, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's not.
This isn't one of the big hits.
Ken?
This is huge.
How big?
Steven Tyler in the news this week, officially signed with Big Machine Label Group,
so
following
cool
news of a new solo album,
yeah,
and a surprise appearance at the Grand Ole Opry. Steven Tyler at the Grand Ole Opry. Ooh.
He actually was hanging out the last Country Awards show. I don't remember which one it was, but he was actually there hanging out. So this has been in the works, I think, for a while. It's funny how inclusive country music has become, yeah, as far as different types of acts that are kind of welcomed in. But I think this is great. Big Machine, I mean, that's a big record label in country music.
You know what's interesting is the fact that, Jen, you don't, I guess, identify with the song when you think Aerosmith. And to see Steven Tyler.
I'm also a little younger. This is probably one of the older
okay,
ones.
Okay, so there's two Aerosmiths. There's the early Aerosmith, and then there's the Janie's Got a Gun
this
Aerosmith.
This is the one I know. This
sure
is like the monster.
A dude walks like a lady, you know. So Aerosmith was together for 8 or 10 years, then they fell apart because they were all druggies, and then they got back together, and then they had their kind of their second. And the second Aerosmith was nothing like the first Aerosmith. Two totally different bands.
Right.
And then now you've got Steven Tyler going, you know, I've done this, I've done that, now I want to do something different and getting into the country genre. And it's really interesting to see
artists
go through.
He's going to do Southern rock like Kid Rock does, and I think that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it'll be very cool.
He sold 150 million records with Aerosmith. Grammy Awards up the yin yang, American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards, Emmy Award, inducted into the Songwriter Hall of Fame a couple of years ago, earned number 9 number one hits over his career. So he's with Big Machine Label Group that has, let's see here, Taylor Swift in it, Tim McGraw, Reba McEntire, Rascal Flatts, Florida Georgia Line, the band Perry, and some others that Jennifer really likes.
I guarantee, I'm with Jennifer. He becomes Kid Rock, too.
Yeah.
Really? Does he?
And I think he'll be great at it.
Yeah, he'll be very good at it.
All right, so let's change the pace here a little bit.
Oh, I got whiplash.
Woo! Steven Tyler and Vicki Lawrence. Lawrence is the same sentence. I love it.
Vicki Lawrence got her number one single this week in 1973 with the night the lights went out in Georgia at the top of the pop charts. She'd become well known as the comedian who played Eunice's mother on the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, what a funny skit.
And then never, if you look at her, you wouldn't have thought this would be a song that would come out of her, in fact. But I remember playing this as a jock, and it was one of those stories. I like the ode to, it started with the ode to Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Hey, I'm a piano man. He was the piano man.
Okay, I have a trivia question for you guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Quick one.
Yeah.
Do you know who redid this song?
Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia? Some country artist.
Who?
Good
question.
Taylor Swift.
No.
Any other guesses from Peanut Gallery?
Jessica Simpson.
She's not a country artist.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is now. No, Reba McEntire redid this song.
Oh, that would fit. This would fit into her style.
It was a great, she did a great remake of it.
Speaking of Jessica Simpson, did you see that her brand for her clothing is worth
$1 billion
a year?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Wow.
Good for her.
Good
Richie,
Lord.
Our video of the day today is from Netflix, poking fun at Apple with their new product, the Netflix Watch.
Have you ever wondered what total freedom looks like? Meet the Netflix Watch. It's the vast world of Netflix right on your wrist.
I love it when people make fun of the Apple commercials because they're so identifiable. But, yeah, you got to go to the site and see it.
All right. So that's our video of the day. A lot of good videos this week at DougStephan.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
From the Good Day Gang,
take a walk.
We take a walk.
The sun, hi,
the sun is shining down.
Burns my
the,
touch the ground.
Niceness of being in Houston. I drove through Houston last week. I have found, you know, the spaghetti maze that is Los Angeles roadways. Mm-hmm. I think the second most spaghettied city in the country is Houston.
Really?
Oh, my God. The levels of roadways and driving around,
freeways,
you pay attention to the signs. Oh, yeah. Over, under, sideways, down. Nice to be there. KJOZ. Hello. Good morning. Everybody around the world who's listening at DougSteffen.com, 400 radio stations, and who knows how many opportunities, Richie. RadioAmerica.org, DougSteffen.com, CRN Talk. What is it, Jennifer, now there?
CRNTalk.com. You
That's
got
what it is. Thank you.
And then there's everywhere.
TuneIn and Stitcher and Spreacher or whatever that.
All of those.
All of them. All right, so today in the world, I want you to start the day by taking a deep breath.
Okay, let me do that. Hold on.
Do you, as you start your day, give thanks for whatever it is that I've now started? I go to bed and I'm thinking thanks.
I do when I go to sleep, but can I make a true confession?
Yeah.
When that alarm goes off, only bad things go through my head. But at night, I usually pray before I go to sleep.
Well, but see how much better you could start your day if you thought about the good things for which you have to give thanks. This is
usually
a whole new...
Like, no.
I have changed so much, and you can hear it. You guys know me well. The last 3 or 4 months have brought a lot of soul-searching, I guess. That's, you know, you think about what your reality has been, and then you look at what is, and then you think, well, we didn't like what was. What is maybe okay, but what do we do to change the what will be? As Tolle says in The Power of Now, there is absolutely no reason to be thinking about the past because there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. As I was driving across the country, I was listening to all these CDs, and they were very instructive to sort of cap a lot of the work that I've done over the winter to just kind of keep figuring it out. And even though you can continually do work on yourself to figure it out, things change in your circumstances. So as you think about where you are right now, now already is the best. It's fascinating when you think of the clock ticking. You got 1 minute that we've had, and what have we done with that minute? What have you done with the second that we just went through? There's a paperweight on my desk that reads, "What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail?" So put that question into your head. Maybe the better question is, what is worth doing even if you fail? What is worth doing?
Well, if you
doing?
Do you really fail? I don't
know. Well, that may be
right.
The answer.
Even
you
when
just
fail, you haven't failed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You've
accomplished something.
Right.
Yes. You've learned.
Yep.
Failing is inactivity.
There you go. 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG is the way to reach us. If we say something that is pithy and you want to be on the air, and we think you ought to get on the air, email to all four of us. That won't work. All four of us at DougStephan.com. No. Doug.
We should make one of those.
That would be cool. Forwarding, sir.
Kenny and Richie. And then there's Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Kenny, so what's leading? Is it Mrs. Clinton? What's the big thing in terms of our social media? I know that there's still a lot of comments about Charlotte, my beloved bulldog, passing. What else do we have?
Starting to get a bunch of comments about the today's video of the day.
Mm-hmm. A good one.
From Will Stack, South Carolina.
Yeah, right. Check that out if you haven't. Please, check it out. What are the people saying, Kenny?
Char says, "I'm glad he took the time to make this positive thought video. Perhaps his common sense will make an impact."
Yep.
Realistically, those that are having problems with law enforcement are not sitting around watching videos. They're out robbing stores.
Well, I saw that myself, and I thought to myself, "Hey!" But this is sort of what the trend is here. This program is aimed at putting a positive foot forward. That's why there's not a lot of political talk. There's not a lot of talk that will divide us. It'd be nice if we could sort of get together more, and this video of the day may help you do that. What else, Kenny?
Kristen says, "I just shared this on my own page. Truth like this should be spread, not the media hype crud."
Yeah, that's good. What else?
Media
hype crud.
Crud. I love that.
What a great descriptive word.
Crud is
media
great word
hype
in general.
Crud. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Gary.
That's it for the video. Okay. There's some comments about the presidential sweepstakes.
Yeah, nothing new there, probably. Richie.
Dudley.
You're in Washington.
I am.
How often do you read the Washington Post?
It lays in my driveway every single morning.
Do you run over it on your way to work?
I do.
And you do?
You know what? My wife gets it for the Sunday circulars, for the coupons. So I pick it up and read it once a week when I have time.
All right. So last week when I was coming, remember I called you when I was driving through on, was it Wednesday night? When did I get home? No, Thursday night. I got home on Friday morning. I stopped for dinner, and I grabbed the Washington Post.
Yes.
And in the Post was an article that focused on the executions that have become part of the landscape in terms of not getting it done, but talking about what are the problems, because more courts have halted more executions. And so there was, as you know, I'm interested in solutions. The lethal injection thing isn't working. It's as silly as it is, it isn't working.
It's ridiculous.
And so what did Utah do? Their answer is firing squad.
You got it.
I'm all behind it.
Texas thinks maybe they should go back to hanging.
Yep.
Well, there is a federal judge that halted all executions in Alabama. And remember, Oklahoma and Florida have done the same thing. The Supreme Court is reviewing capital punishment again. The drugs which are injected cause problems because people are really silly. It's the same drug that I would have used if I had to put my dog to sleep, or I use if I put cows to sleep on my farm, whatever it is. But the way to get around this, it seems to me, And what was suggested in this article, which I thought was, is the first time I actually even thought about it. Do you know that there are, how many people die of self-inflicted overdoses? Pills. Prescription pills.
All the time.
Right. So, not that I'm suggesting we take a bottle full of pills and stuff it down the throat of whoever needs to be executed, but hello, instead of finding a suitable vein and positioning the needle and doing all that other stuff, how about we just take a pill, duh, and put the things in it that are lethal, let people kill themselves with, and give them to whoever it is that we're trying to execute.
Don't you think there could be a lot of room for error, though, with people like tonguing them and, I don't know.
How many people take an overdose every single year or every single day and don't die?
I don't know. I'm sure glad I came up with a solution, though.
You know what I think is going to happen here eventually?
Okay, Richie, what?
We're going to end up at the Running Man. Remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger flick?
Yeah.
Where they basically got convicted and they turned it into a reality television show where all the bad guys chased all the bad guys and they got points if they got into a different sector and all that stuff. Right. That's where this
it's
is
like
all
the
going.
Hunger Games. Yeah.
It's going to be right. Bad. It's going to be the Hunger Games here. We're going to televise the death of all of our worst criminals.
See, I think that it's just going to go away. People are going to say, well, we just can't figure out how to do it, so we're not going to do it anymore.
All right, so there you go. Thoughts? Are things. Four former security contractors scheduled to be sentenced today in federal court over a shooting that left 17 people dead in Baghdad in 2007. Remember that? The Blackwater people? Shooting brought worldwide attention to the trend of privatizing security operations in combat zones and us focusing on the fact that these men, some women, but mostly men, who are former military, making $30,000, $40,000 a year. Isn't that what the average person is making as a sergeant or corporal or whatever? And they go, they come out of the service, they go to work for Blackwater, they make $100,000 a year. So who's paying for that? You are paying for that. I thought it was, I think it'd be interesting to see what comes out of that, frankly. Let me introduce you to power swabbing. You know what power swabbing is? It's not something you do to your car.
Careful.
Why?
Just finger on the button. Go ahead.
Power swabbing. Finger on the button?
I've got the
This is
button.
A whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains from your teeth, Richie.
Oh, okay.
So they stay white longer.
Finger off the button, though.
Yeah, secret is a tooth detergent that's all natural. That gets the stains off your teeth. Best part is Power Swabs works in less than 5 minutes. No more messy strips, no more trays, no more using toothpaste that when you are using it, it whitens up your teeth, but it takes the enamel off. You don't want to do that. You want to lift the stains off your teeth, and that's what Power Swabs does. It removes the stains on your teeth. You have veneers, you got caps, you got crowns. All will clean up risk-free. Power Swabs, 800-281-6829. Call for Power Swabs, 800-281-6829. They will transform your smile into a wow. Look at that smile, that great smile. Don't you love it when you see Jennifer's got beautiful teeth? What a great smile. So get one like that. 800-281-6829. This is a doctor-formulated product that whitens your teeth. It is the cat's meow. 800-281.
Really are.
You have to see people remember this number now, Jennifer. 800-281-6829. Power Swabs.
Today on App Check, Code Academy. In this day and age, everyone should know a little HTML programming. Here's an introduction to basic concepts behind apps and websites. Code Academy.
It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
In the new Carl's Jr. ad, Heidi Klum tempts a young man with a burger.
That young man is Jesse LeBeau. His love for basketball took him to Hollywood with dreams of starring in sports commercials and movies.
How did he break into the entertainment industry?
One of the first things I did when I got out here was find out where the actors, directors, and the producers go and play basketball. And I just showed up and started playing with them. And instead of me going up to these people and being like, oh, you do this and that, it was more of them approaching me. Hey, we want you to be on our team and we want to play with you. So basketball was kind of an equalizer.
Think about the players in your industry. Where do they hang out? What are their interests?
Find your equalizer for a fast break to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the best way to assure your children that the family is safe and all is secure? You can tell them, and, well, you should, but there's an easier way, and it works wonders for all involved. Here's the real-world science of it. Recently, I was at the airport, and this little boy and his mother were sitting near me, patiently waiting for someone. All of a sudden, the father of the family appeared, and the entire family ran to greet him, big hug, and a wonderful homecoming. Then the little boy said, "Aw, Dad, go ahead and kiss her." And Dad complied.
You need kissing badly. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
What's the chief psychological trick? When children see their mothers and fathers affectionate with each other, it speaks loudly that their family is safe and secure, and that any form of separation is remote. Check out my book, Chief Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Everybody's trying to make a buck these days off of being green, and check this out. The Japanese have released a 1,300-pound machine that crunches up office waste, like old Xerox paper and such, and turns it into toilet paper. This Japanese toilet paper machine is able to produce 2 rolls an hour from around 1,800 sheets of used copy paper. Each TP machine costs $95,000. Obviously, if anybody's office has that much dead copy paper, first they ought to be looking to reduce the madness of that kind of consumption. And what's not known is just how much juice this 1,300-pound beast uses to process all the Xerox paper to kick out just 2 rolls of toilet paper. And after you've tried Charmin with aloe, by the way, recycled shredded Xerox paper will never hold a candle. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
The Doug Stephan Good Day Program, 13 before the hour, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who is a non-traditional practitioner in many ways. He has a decompression chamber. He has a device.
He has a table,
a couple of tables in his office in Encino, California, as a practitioner of one who helps, in fact, people who have really problematic backs. He has a website, 818newback.com, in which he extols the value and virtue of thinking things through and not just taking the gobbledygook that comes from the medical establishment, thus reading between the lines of some of the stories. So we've got a couple of minutes for this week's story, Bruce.
Well, Doug, you know, last week I was looking at an article about a Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania nurse's aide who was awarded $11.6 million after 4 years of ongoing paralysis as a result of developing Guillain-Barré syndrome after receiving her mandatory flu vaccination. Now, this is all in conjunction with last week. The California State Senate, so this would apply to your new grandchild, the State Senate is pushing a bill to take away parental rights to limit any choices about which vaccines to receive or choice about when they should be administered. Now, personally, I can't think of another attack on personal liberty that trumps this. I can't think of one during my entire lifetime. But they are pushing this bill in spite of testimony from the likes of a Stanford University PhD in immunology who testified before the committee and explained the science as to why the law would provide no increased public safety benefit, and a computer technologist who who created for the CDC, the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, which receives 30,000 reports a year of vaccine adverse reactions, 4,500, which tend to be serious. So, you know, this whole dictate about public safety first, you know, I want you to stop and think about this, Doug, for a second. If we applied that to our legal system, it would change it to guilty until proven innocent. Because if you reason, public safety is better served by having as many criminals in jail, regardless how many innocents get locked up with them. Yeah. Well, in this case, they're saying, well, we'll be safer with the vaccines, no matter how many innocent people are vaccine injured as a result of them.
There's food for thought. Between the Lines, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, 818newback.com is his website. Bruce, good. Thank you.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take out this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away.
It's 53 after the hour and time for us to travel. Wait for it, Richie. There it is. Okay. Dave Savona is the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado.
Aficionado, yes, that's right.
How do you pronounce
Aficionado.
That?
Aficionado.
That too, okay. I can't be responsible for the way I pronounce things this week. I'll use that as an excuse.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, he's been to Cuba, and we all know how Cuba and cigars are connected, but how is Cuba connected to us now, and when can we fly there? We'll talk about traveling to Cuba with somebody who's had a lot of experience doing that in a moment here on Good Day.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. The University of California, San Diego, has released a study in which they say they found the cause of cancer and a way to actually ward it off. Reporting online in the current annals of epidemiology, they point to a volume of research that suggests cancer develops when cells lose the ability to stick together in a normal way. The key factor? Something so simple, in fact. Lack of vitamin D, they've found.
The lack of vitamin D causes cells to basically miscommunicate with each other, allowing them to grow in an uncontrolled manner. Looks like vitamin D allows cells to reestablish healthy communication, ending cancerous growth, even halting cancer before it can get started. Bottom line, healthy levels of vitamin D have been found to slash the risk of numerous cancers by 77%.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
All right, so the president is shaking hands with the leader of Cuba, John Kerry, over to try to normalize relations. It seems that things are speeding up in terms of interest. I certainly am eager to go to Cuba and do a broadcast. Here's Dave Savona joining us, executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. How'd I do, Dave? All right, that was better that time, probably.
You did great, thank you.
All right, so you've been to Cuba how many times?
I've been about a dozen times.
Yeah, and what, is it the obvious Cuban cigar connection, or is there something else going on? You bring people there to visit and go to the plants where the cigars are made? What do you do with people when you bring them to Cuba?
Well, I don't really bring people to Cuba. I go to Cuba to bring my readers there virtually. So I've been going to Cuba since my first trip was in 1996. And as you said before, you can't think of Cuba without thinking about cigars. They go hand in hand.
Right.
So, you know, as a representative of Cigar Aficionado magazine, we've been covering Cuba for the entire history of the book. So we go there to, you know, get closer to Cuba, to see what's going on there, and to kind of experience it for our readers.
So, and now go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think with all these recent changes, we're trying to show the ways you can get there and what you can do when you do get there.
So you've gone through, what, Montreal, Toronto to get down there? Is that how you've gone?
Oh, the first trip a long time ago, yeah, I went through through Mexico. As a journalist, I've always been allowed to go.
Oh.
Journalists are okay with going. But now it's a lot easier to get there. It's just direct flights from the U.S.
So Miami would be American. Delta, I just saw, is going to start flying from Atlanta, I think, or Orlando. This is going to quickly ramp up. Do you figure a lot of people want to get there and figure out what's going on to see if they can invest? I mean, there's going to be a heck of a lot of great investment opportunities there.
The interest is certainly very high right now. I mean, the flights are full. The hotels have been full. There's more interest in Cuba than ever before. It's a very exciting time to think about Cuba and to get down there.
What's happened, though, since the Castros took over to the infrastructure, hotels, restaurants, things that Cuba was known for under Batista?
Well, it's changed quite a bit. When I first went there back in 96, the restaurant scene was rather abysmal, and the hotel scene was rather grim, too. You would go to a restaurant, they were all owned by the state back then, and you couldn't get a good meal, and it was a pretty sad experience. They've changed that. In past years, they've opened a private enterprise system called Palabars, where people are allowed to open their own restaurants and actually have a bit of capitalism in Cuba. And that's where you really get exciting dining right now. Our new issue, which is a June issue coming out in a week on newsstands. We've got 26 very exciting restaurants, most of them privately owned. And you can really get a fine meal in Cuba now, which really wasn't the case before.
What about enough room in the Cuban hotels? Because you know as well as I do, people are going to just flood the place.
Yeah, that's an issue. The rooms, as I said, are full, have been full during key times, and they just don't have enough great rooms if there's this big influx of tourists. There's the thing about Cuban hotels right now is you want new and you want refurbished.
Yeah.
You can stay in a great hotel if you know the right one, but you can really get a lousy experience if you go to something that hasn't been touched in a long time. There's certainly hotels to avoid in Havana right now.
Yeah. All right, so you can book online. Would you say people, it's the same as traveling anywhere else now, isn't it, pretty much?
It's not quite at that level yet. It's not quite open travel. There's still loops to go through. Travel isn't legal yet for the average American. There are ways to get there on people-to-people visits legally, but it's not just...
Got to work at it. Dave Savona from Cigar Aficionado magazine.
America. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.